Welcome back to Butterfly Podcast with your host, Dr. Phyllis Pelzer. Here serving intentional, inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well. Well, on today, I am actually hosting from a different location, from a new location, and I'm out visiting with family. And, you know, God just dropped this thought down into my heart, and I wanted to come out. I just stepped away just so that I could be able to share this inspired thought that God just downloaded. And the word of encouragement for us on today from Isaiah 43:19 says, God says, behold, I will do a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing. And he says, now shall it not spring forth? In other words, God is about to do a new and awesome thing in your life and in my life. There are some new beginnings that they are coming, that's coming, some brand new beginnings, but they are some brand new awesome beginnings. I'm telling you, just watch what God is about to do in your life and in my life. Yes, sometimes God removes us from the familiar only because he has a better, wealthy, and a healthy place of abundance. As a matter of fact, it's already laid aside for us. It's already ordained for us. It's already been planned for us. God said, behold, I'm doing the new thing, and nobody can stop me. Nothing can stop us, not even ourselves. Remember, God had shut up Zechariah's mouth so that he wouldn't even stop the blessing or try to talk himself out the blessing, or his wife out of having the blessing. Why? Because God had already decreed it to be so, right? And when Zechariah's, when his mouth was loosed and he said the child's name is John, you know, at first he was kicking against the prick. So it's the same way with us. God says, behold, I'm doing this new thing. Matter of fact, God said, these are new, awesome, wonderful beginnings. So on this week, be encouraged, uplift your head. Don't go around with a down spirit. Don't even entertain a pity party. And if you have to remove yourself from negative influences and others that you know that are tolerating you and not celebrating you, then that's okay. Know that God has an awesome, awesome, awesome new beginning for you and for myself as well. So get ready to be abundantly blessed on this week and embrace the awesome new beginnings that God is going to do just for you and just for me. Why? Because he loves us and he wants what's best for us. So I know I'm glad to be called the child of God, and I'm glad that you are as well. So I thank and praise God for blessing me on today to be just in a new borough, a new space to actually to be able to bring intentional, inspired encouragement to you with the tool of Butterfly. And I also want to mention again that if you are being blessed, share the blessing. You know who also needs to be intentionally encouraged. So until next time, walk in your blessing, embrace your blessing, and give God thanks. And with a grateful heart, with an attitude of gratitude, tell Father God, thank you for my awesome new beginnings. Why? Because he loves you and he loves me. Thank you.